Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Friday, July 30th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We start today with the Delta variant, the strain of COVID-19 that's got us rummaging through drawers to find that face mask we've been wearing for months until the state dropped nearly all pandemic restrictions 6 weeks ago. The Delta variant has revved up new COVID-19 case counts. And now an internal CDC document says it's as infectious as chickenpox. But why? Well, for the answer, let's first take you back to high school science and two definitions. Nasal pharynx, it's between your nasal cavity and your throat, and epithelium, that's the tissue back there where the coronavirus gets into your body. Now let's bring in Dr. Kimberly Schreiner, the Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital. She says the reason the Delta variant spreads more easily is simple.
It creates a higher viral load, a higher amount of virus in the nasopharynx, in the nasal epithelium, where it first attaches. And by doing that, it's much easier to spread. So when you compare it to the original coronavirus or you look at the other variants, this virus produces anywhere between 60 to 1,000 times more virus in the upper respiratory epithelium. That makes any individual who carries it much more infectious.
How much more infectious? Well, double the original strain of coronavirus, which was already double your typical flu virus. Now, that's chickenpox range, so you can see what happens when viruses mutate. Of course, they don't have to, not if you squelch their spread by wearing a face mask for a few more weeks and if you get vaccinated.
This virus is going to find unvaccinated individuals, and it's going to do great harm, and we can see it every single day when we watch these numbers tick up. In our own hospital, I think we've had one individual who was vaccinated who came in not terribly sick. The vast majority of our patients are unvaccinated individuals.
Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. She's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. She mentioned the numbers ticking up. Well, here are today's numbers. COVID-19 patients in hospitals, 252 in Orange County. That's up 16 from yesterday. Riverside County, 261 COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That is up 15 from Thursday. We are still waiting for the LA County numbers. Do keep in mind that nearly all the COVID-19 patients in hospitals came in unvaccinated. The new school year begins Monday in the San Bernardino City Unified School District. It's one of the few local school districts that's kept its students out of classrooms all last year, even after most others had reopened by spring. KPECC's Kyle Stokes says that means the kids in San Bernardino have been away from their schools for a really long time.
Next week, Earl Benjamin's son, a high school senior, will set foot inside a classroom for the first time since March of 2020.
I'm feeling great about it because it's time for him to get back out the house. Get off that PS4.
Off the video game console and back onto campus, where district officials are promising a, quote, full day of learning that resembles a regular school day pre-COVID-19. But Benjamin's a little nervous, too. He supported the decision to stick with distance learning last spring, and if it were up to him, the district would stick with it for even longer.
I was shooting for January. Yeah, you know, just let the pandemic die down more than what it did, and then, because now we got a spike of more cases coming.
Most San Bernardino City Unified students are Latino and Black, two communities that the pandemic has hit hard. Plus,
vaccination rates are not high in our community.
Sandra Rodriguez is an assistant superintendent of San Bernardino schools. She wants parents to know the district is taking precautions. Students will wear masks and be supervised.
The best place for kids to learn is at their home school, so we're really pushing that.
Whatever nerves Earl Benjamin is feeling, he also feels the time has come for students to return to campus.
all the kids, they've been suffering for 18 months at home. You know, parents out of jobs and out of work. It's just time to get back to it, you know, get the world back moving again.
The district will offer distance learning options this fall, but so far, out of 53,000 students in San Bernardino, only about 1,000 have signed up.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.